Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, Des Cahill, thank you very much. And
the stars have arrived.
Talk to you again. Des, I love you and I'm delighted to have you. But two-time gold medalists and Olympic rowing champions Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brendan. Good morning. How are you?
Well done, lads. What a great win. How does it feel now today?
Oh, it feels good. We're fresh as daisies. We got to bed very, very early and we're feeling refreshed and ready to talk to you, Brendan. We've been looking forward to this all week. Now, this is the highlight of our trip to Paris.
In a very special week for you, this is the highlight. Paul, did the French team not take you out for baguettes and wine last night as promised? No.
Not yet, no. We got stuck with your colleagues on the television last night. So we missed the French. They were there, a bottle of wine in hand outside Le Boulangerie waiting for us. We were doing interviews with the Irish media, but that has to be done. So,
well, you know what,
hopefully,
Paul,
tonight.
Now. The French will come and go, comme ci, comme ça. We will always be there for you. So you're right to keep an eye on the home crowd. Fintan, what is the moment like when you win? Is it a massive relief more than anything else?
Yeah, and a bit of excitement too, I think. The main thing is it's just nice to have had a really good race. You know, like, we're kind of preparing for a performance like that for months at a time, or years even sometimes. So for it to all go well and just have a really good race where everything feels right and you're going fast is pretty cool.
And there's a plan there, is there, Fintan? I know you're kind of strategy, aren't you?
A loose plan. You know, I think in rowing you can only kind of control what's going on in your boat. You can't you can't do much to upset the opposition, I guess. So we kind of have a general idea of what we're going to do, and just try and stick to that, I suppose. Pretty
Fintan,
routine.
Did you say something to Paul just before the race, or did you say something to yourself?
No, I was saying it to myself, actually. Yeah, I kind of usually go through a little, few lines in my head before we go. But I was kind of, the day of the Olympic final, I was like, oh, well, might as well say it out loud this time. So
what
I was just kind of talking to myself.
What do you say?
I said, I just say 5 and 10, so that's like the first sort of 15 strokes of the race, because that kind of just gets me into it. And then I say, "We are so effing fast."
I thought that was involved as well. Yeah. Okay. Excellent. So, like, the mental game is crucial here, is it?
I think just saying locked into the boat and focused on what we're doing is the main part, really. You know, when it's feeling good, it's kind of easy to say, and it's you know, you don't pay too much attention to what's going on around you. You'd have the odd look and try and gauge the race, but I think we know when we're going as fast as we can, and that's sort of how it goes.
So, Paul, do you go into your own zone then? Are you even thinking when you're rowing in that race?
Not a huge amount. I mean, you think of little bits now and then, like things pop into your head of, parts of the rowing stroke that you want to think about and try and improve, you know, that the coach says you're not doing so well and things. And then you're, I think, kind of surveying what's going on around you a little bit. You can see bits in your peripheral vision, you know, what crews are ahead or behind or who's making a little bit of a push. And I think you're kind of subconsciously processing all of it, but kind of mostly you're... Because you take so many wrong strokes in your life, you just kind of get switched off, like, and it kind of takes care of itself. So it's mostly kind of an autopilot mode, like, which is handy.
And you were talking yesterday about the crowd as well and the huge Irish support. Are you aware of that?
Not so much. We'd noticed it, all right. You know, you can see it in the grandstands because we have to row up past that and stuff. And the lads in the pair, Ross and Nathan, were just finishing their race when we were rowing the other way across the finish line, so we could kind of hear him there. But I don't hear too much actually during the race. Fintan said he was able to hear it right, but it kind of drowns out into just a big bit of background noise for me. I wouldn't be paying too much attention, but geez, afterwards you really notice it, you know, and so many Irish, and they're so reactive. So if we just started waving our hands in the air, the whole stadium full of Irish people just start shouting and roaring and jumping up and down and stuff. It was really, really cool.
Amazing, yeah. And just one more question, and when you're in the, I know you don't want to give away all the juju now of like what's happening in the race, but are ye communicating with each other in really subtle, almost telepathic ways as well, or how does that work?
Not so much telepathic, but a bit like, I think what I've described it as being before, it's kind of hard to say how we do it, but it's a bit like, you know, we've been together for so many years, and had so many races together and talked about so many different races and different scenarios, and have played them out as well and kind of analysed them and discussed different matters and things that say, we almost kind of both at this stage have this, we have the race plan in our head as well of what we'd like to try and do. And as things go on around us then that we've discussed, we have the same algorithm in each of our own heads that the information we're getting goes through it, and we kind of both arrive at the same conclusion without having to talk to each other or without being telepathic. If that makes sense. So then
no,
we
it
can
does.
Kind
it's,
of both
it's
do the same
it's
thing.
It's almost yeah. A hive mind kind of thing, is it?
A hive mind?
A hive mind, yeah.
Like bees or something?
Yeah, like the our ants, you could say, except world
ants,
champions,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
But Paul, you played the mind games long before you were on the water, so that whole underdog thing this last week, friends of mine from West Cork were saying that's a very West Cork strategy, kind of passive-aggressive, trying everyone underestimate you and stuff.
I don't think it was mind games or anything. I spoke nothing but the truth, I'll have you. I won't be accused of spreading fake news on national television. But no, it's true. I know the Irish always believed in us and had faith in us. But there were other crews that were seeded ahead of us, and which is fine. Like, we weren't having a go at the people that did the seeding either. It was perfectly reasonable. You know, we both know how that process works, and we'd have given ourselves the same seed. But it was, I just, you know, not, sometimes I think the Irish are so keen to support us that they forget that actually, you know, there are some other good crews in the race as well. So I was just kind of pointing that out, and that's true. Like, you can Google that seeding list if you want, and it's there on the internet to be found.
Okay, I love that there's a plausible deniability to all your winding up. Yeah, but Fintan, on the other hand, I presume you have to go out there knowing you're going to win, do you?
Well, I don't think you ever know that you're going to win. It's kind of more a feeling of knowing that we're kind of at the top of our game. You kind of build a sense of how fast you're going compared to the other crews during the regatta as well, through the early rounds and like the heats and the semi-final. We had a good race too, so we knew we were in pretty good shape. So it's more going out knowing that we can put out a good performance and then hoping really that that'll be enough to get us over the line first.
So, Paul, you've won medals at three Olympics back-to-back now, so you are now probably, arguably, Ireland's greatest Olympian ever, arguably one of our greatest sportsmen of all time. How does that sit with you now? Are you conscious of that?
Are people bringing it up all right, kind of, a bit at the minute for some reason? It's not something I'd be too concerned about. You know, and like, I for sure, like Pat O'Callaghan back in the day probably would have won more again, and at more Olympics, only they boycotted one of them and things. And, you know, a few years' time, like, and you know, Daniel Wiffen could win a few medals alone at this Olympics. You know, he's going again later in the week and has a good chance. And you know, there's plenty of other people that are going to well and do well into the future and stuff. And I've just been kind of fortunate that I kind of landed in the right place at the right time with the right people that I kind of managed to capitalize on it in the past 2 years. But
Ah, look, that's very, very, very gracious. And Fintan, two Olympic golds in a row for you. Did you ever even dream of that? When you were, what, 15 when you rocked up at the rowing club, yeah?
Yeah. I probably would have dreamed of something similar, all right, but I don't know that I think it was going to happen. So, yeah, just very, very proud and, yeah, happy that I've been able to kind of do it, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. So was Paul around in those days? He was a few years ahead of you and he was probably like the coming man at that stage. Would you have been a bit in awe of him then when you arrived first, yeah?
A little bit, I suppose, yeah. I think like we're not too far apart in age, but we're kind of, I suppose he's probably one generation above me in terms of Skibbereen Rowing Club. So that we would have always been kind of looking up to them, seeing what they were doing. And then, yeah, I guess over the last few years we've kind of merged into the same age group, I guess you could say.
Oh, he's no respect for me now, don't you? It's all going to his head.
Yeah. So who's the boss, or how would you characterise the relationship? Or does it shift?
I guess it's kind of funny in rowing, like, it is a team sport, but a lot of what we do in the boat even is quite individual. Like we're constantly like looking at our own stats in terms of like power and heart rate and all those kind of things. So we're sort of working on ourselves a lot.
Okay.
While in the boat together. So it's not really I don't really know how to describe it.
Yeah, no, I understand. There is no boss, really. I mean, I suppose at the end of the day, maybe Dominic's the boss, but I think what we try and do is, like, you know, nobody just has authority for the sake of having authority on matters. It's like people are free to float ideas about training programs or technique or resting and recovering or nutrition or whatever, and we talk to and listen to different people, and then we kind of try and critically analyze all of the ideas and try them out and then do testing to check them and stuff and keep what works and try and, refine things that aren't working, see if we can make them better or get rid of them and stuff. So kind of that's the more the process rather than, say, giving someone power to make decisions for the sake of having power to make decisions. You just kind of take each idea on its own merit and work it out as best we can together.
Yeah, so fairly democratic. What's next now? Paul, you're off to the World Championships next, are you?
Yeah, that's right. That's fast approaching now, so it is a week or two's time. So I'll be looking forward to that.
Okay, so you're not going on the beer for a week?
Oh, no, I mean, I wouldn't be going on it. You know me well now, Brenda. I wouldn't be one for that. Yeah. Kind of thing. Late nights are not for me.
Do you sacrifice a lot in life for this, Fintan?
I don't think so. You know, like, we love training and rowing, so it doesn't really feel like a sacrifice. I guess you do kind of miss out on some things just as a result of rowing all the time. But I think at the end of the day, it's it's what we're choosing to do and what we enjoy. So I wouldn't really describe them as sacrifices.
And you said you were done yesterday, Fintan, in the interview after the race. Did you mean done?
No, I meant done as a lightweight, because it's obviously our event's not going to be...
It's not going to be there in LA.
Yeah, or actually, I think I was actually just referring to this season, because obviously Paul's going again in a couple of weeks. I think I was more referring to just having a couple of weeks off for myself.
Okay. So will you both be planning on, do you have to wait up into heavyweight if you want to be in LA essentially? Is that how it'll work now?
It's not so much a heavyweight, it's more like an open weight thing. So they just don't weigh you. Like, we could be smaller than we are now, or we could be bigger or whatever. Like, people just... enter and you don't step in the scales before the race is the only difference. But I think the thing is that they're much bigger and taller guys, so they have kind of mechanical advantages there and things. But it's not totally insurmountable. Like, there's been plenty of fellas now internationally that we've raced in the lightweight category and we were beating there, and now they're doing well, they're making finals, and winning medals in the open weight categories, and we can see ourselves so we're in a double skull, like Phil and Dara that won the bronze medals, and both of us crews whenever we're racing Cork are always very competitive. So it is a little bit of a step up, but it's definitely a big possibility that we could perform well there too.
Okay, so you would both have an eye on another Olympics?
I think so anyway, yeah.
Yeah, few left in us, hopefully.
Excellent. Several.
Several. Well, look, I'm sure you both know the extraordinary joy you've brought to the country again. And like the texts coming in are very basic, just people saying, I love them. Is the homecoming...
We love them too.
Oh, there you go. Is the homecoming to Skibbereen planned yet?
I'd say it's going to be so big like that they don't know how to plan it yet. They're like planning how to plan it at the minute, like the meta plan.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
Could extend beyond the county bones.
Home with us as well.
Yeah, they're going to put an extension onto the town and then an extension onto the extension, I think.
Okay. Olympic champions Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy, well done again, lads, and thank you very much for coming in to talk to us today.
Thank you very much, Brendan.
Thanks, guys. Well done.